Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I've got so much to be thankful for. When my soul was in despair, precious Lord, you heard my prayer. I've got so much to be thankful for. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I've got so much to be thankful for. When my soul was in despair, precious Lord, you heard my prayer. I've got so much to be thankful for. I think I changed keys, didn't I? Went to F, didn't I?
You're an E flat.
I'm sorry. Well, I do. I just felt led to sing that little chorus. I've got so much to be thankful for. One thing I'm thankful for is the honor of standing where I am before you today to break the bread called the Word. I told my wife coming over here, I said, I hope those people don't get tired of us. Thank you, Brother and Sister Crosswhite, for allowing us the honor of ministering today. I do feel that I've heard from the Lord. I do feel that I have a message for you. I don't ever want to have sermons. You might say, well, what's the deal? I want a message. I want to hear what God has to say. And you may be here. You may be one of those people that's smiling great big. But sometimes we put on a smile and inside it's not smiling. But you don't have a secret from the Lord. And God knows exactly. Way before I know where I am and when I'm going to preach, I start praying, God, what do you want me to preach next time I'm preaching? You know who's going to be there. And you know exactly every need. No matter how many people, it can be 1,000 or it can be 2. But we don't have a secret from the Lord. He knows what's inside. And if you've come today fighting a battle, I feel like I've got a message for you. Not my message, but what I feel like the God has given me for you today. As he said a while ago, and Brother Pirtle mentioned a while ago, what a blessing. And even before I got up here, I feel that God has made me much more aware. I want to preach to you today with the help of the Lord the necessity of the church. Amen. Church is necessary, folks.
Yes, sir.
That word means great need or very necessary. You show me somebody that never goes to church, and then show me that person that really has a dedicated, consecrated life for God. Let me read in Psalms chapter 73. And again, Brother and Sister Crosswhite, thank you. And thank you, precious saints of God, for allowing us to minister you again today. Psalms chapter 73. Truly God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. But as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped, for I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For there are no bands in their death, but their strength is firm. They're not in trouble as other men, neither are they plagued like other men. Therefore, pride compasseth them about as a chain. Violence covereth them as a garment. Their eyes stand out with fatness. They have more than heart could wish. They are corrupt and speak wickedly concerning oppression. They speak loftily. They set their mouth against the heavens and their tongue walketh through the earth. Therefore, his people return hither, and waters of a full cup are wrung out to them. And they say, how doth God know? And is there knowledge in the Most High? Behold, these are the ungodly who prosper in the world. They increased in riches. Verily, I have cleansed my heart in vain and washed my hands in innocency. For all the day long have I been plagued and chastened every morning. If I say, I will speak thus, behold, I should offend against the generation of thy children. When I thought to know this, it was too painful for me, until I went to the sanctuary of God. Then understood I therein. Luke chapter 4 and verse number 16. He came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. Hebrews chapter number 10 at verse 24 and 25. And let us provoke one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Lord, I love you from the depths of my soul. And I ask you, Lord, let it be once again you that speaks through me, but not me, Lord. Speak to this precious people the words that need to be said. And God, let every heart be touched today and encouraged and strengthened and inspired and uplifted. And let every mind be illuminated. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. In your lovely and wonderful name, amen. Give God a good hand praise while you sit down. God bless the reading of his word. You may be seated. And with the help of the Lord, I want to preach to you for just a little while the necessity of the church. And it has been said that the more you miss church, the less you miss church. And that is so true. I'm hearing more and more people today make statements like, I don't really need the church anymore. I can watch it online, or I can hear it online. That's all well and good. But can I say to you today, ladies and gentlemen, no online preaching will ever, ever, ever take the place of you sitting in the sanctuary of the Lord and hearing the man of God break that bread. It is a necessity that you attend and be part of the family of the Lord of glory. I want to say to you today, Asaph was one of David's main men, but Asaph got into the problem, into the situation that we can get in. Sometimes you say, man, that guy's not even living right, and he's doing a lot better than I am. Can I tell you today, think about the end, folks. On the best day that a sinner has, they have nothing but today. And on the worst day a child of God has, we've got that blessed hope that is coming, a better day. Our payday is not today, but our payday is coming. But I've come to tell somebody, you need the church. You need to be in the church. I thank God for the church, because I get to be a part of the church. I remember some years ago when I was at the plant, there was a promotion that came open, and technically I should have had that promotion, because I knew how to run that plant. And another man got the promotion. I talked to my supervisor about it, and I said, Carl, this is not right. And he said, Marlo, I know, but this man's got a college degree and you don't. And he said, besides that, you know how to run the plant. And I could have very, he said this, he said, but don't get mad and jump up and quit. I said, I'm not going to do that, but you know it's not right. Can I tell somebody today, don't underestimate God's ability. If God allows one door to be shut in front of you and you are a part of the church, God may have a far better door just down the road from you. It's not the end of the road. It's not because God don't love you. I've come to tell you, when you get in the house of the Lord and that preacher has touched God, you're going to hear words to encourage. You're going to hear words to let you know it's not because God don't love me. It's not because God don't care. The church, ladies and gentlemen, is a necessity. It is amazing. So I didn't quit. I know you want to know the rest of that story. I didn't quit. But just a very short few weeks later, I got a promotion that nobody knew was coming. And the guy that got the promotion, they had to demote him because he couldn't handle it. But I got that we were working rotating shifts, and I got a promotion working Monday through Friday. Let me tell you something. If I had not been in the church, there is a very strong possibility that I would not have got that promotion. Can I tell somebody, you don't understand and possibly don't realize the benefits of being a part of the church. Can I tell you, say, preacher, I'm having problems. Look at those outside the church. My God, we've got an umbrella over us when we're in the church. I've got a man of God that's looking out for me, and I've got a God that meets with me every time I come to the sanctuary of the Lord. It is a necessity that I be in the house of the Lord. My Lord, I might have to get one of you young men to run around the church for me. I tell you something. Even sitting here on the platform, God has let me be aware more of how much the church means to me. We retired from pastoring about a little over 9 years ago. But it's been very, very few services that we've missed. That the only time we've missed church has been when we've been out of town and was not there. Can I tell somebody today, I just got to do this. Can I tell somebody today, and the devil will come around, says, Schubert, I got it. When the devil comes around, you don't need to be there today. They ain't going to miss you. You never miss a service that somebody don't miss you. But I'm telling you, you never miss a service. But what you miss a blessing. There's something in every service that I can get out of it. I've come to tell you, it may be the preaching, it may be the singing, or it just may be one of them shouting and the power of God falling. But there's something in the house of the Lord that you're going to get. You're not going to get it out yonder. You're not going to get it online. You're not going to get it on television. You're not going to get it on radio. You're going to get it in the house of the Lord. This is why we call this a sanctuary.
Yes, indeed. Yes.
Man, y'all shouldn't pray that I get anointed, that I wouldn't feel like I go up and down the steps. The church, you see, a lot of times what you get outside the church is rumors and gossip. All right. You don't have to change the wording. I can change my tone of voice and say something that will become unflattering without changing the word. You know, let me give you an example. If pastor were to come to me and say, Brother Schubert, have you heard anything about what Brother so-and-so did? I don't know. I've just slandered that man without uttering a word, really. Because when I shrugged my shoulders, I didn't do him any good. And a man one time, I was preaching a revival, and he, pastor, came to me. And he said, Brother Schubert, I heard this. Is it any truth to it about another preacher? And I looked at him, I said, I don't know. But I wouldn't repeat a word of that until I knew absolutely it was fact. Why spread rumors? Be in the house of God and you're going to hear the real story. As Paul, what's his name, used to say, you're going to hear the rest of the story. You say it's not important. Let me ask you something. Is your little toe important? Or would you mind somebody just cutting it off? You may not be the loudest voice in the house. You may not pay the most tithe. You may not give the greatest testimony, but you are part of the family of the Lord, and every part of my body is important. Ladies and gentlemen, the church is a necessity. You need the church, but the church needs you also.
Amen.
Oh my. Asaph got to looking around, and he said, man, they're doing better than I am. In all of my years in trying to live for God, I've had one man that told me he was not doing any better since he got in church and started paying his tithe than he was before he got in the church. Is anybody else here that's not doing better than you were? Or were you doing better when you were a sinner? What I thought. I do not know how God does it, but I do know that he does. When you give, God's going to give back to you. When you worship, you know, we grew up very poor, but we thought everybody lived like that. We didn't know we were poor. Truth. You know, I come from a big family. We had a bench at one side of our table. And as a kid, you never said, pass me something. You didn't do that. Not at our table. You handed your plate to your mother and you said, thank you for some beans. Or thank you for potatoes, and that was two staples we had almost every day. But you didn't say, if you said, pass me the potatoes, I don't know what might have happened. You didn't do that. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying it's amazing what God does for you when you start saying, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, can I tell somebody, when you're in the house of God, you don't know who you're affecting. When you begin to lift your hands and you begin to praise God, you're not isolated. You're not the only one getting a blessing. You're going to be a blessing to others. You are a part, a connection of the body of the Lord. And you will be amazed at the effect you have on other people.
Oh, amen. Hallelujah. The blessing of your house.
Oh, my goodness. The necessity of the church. At the same time, I've heard people say, so much church is not necessary. I've heard even young people say, I want to dedicate my life more to God. I want to get closer to God. And those same people have got to where they rarely miss church. If you want to get closer to God, be in church every time you can. I have been in church and I've heard messages that ain't no way the preacher knew what I needed, but God did. And I've got a box full of tapes about so big that when they used to tape the sermons, and probably somewhere between 75 to 90% of those sermons, I was there where they were preached, whoever it was. But as good as those tapes are, they're not like being there in person. They're better than nothing. But let me ask you something now. I'll tell you this, a secret about me. I love the music. I love the singing. But what turns me on is when the man of God gets up and really bears down preaching. I love the preaching. You know, a lot of people talk about they like those pound cakes. I like a cake that's got some frosting on it. Now, to me, the preaching is the frosting on the cake. But I can't get the frosting without the cake. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost. And I could look around and I could say, old Joe over there, man, he's doing a lot better than I am. God ain't going to judge me by old Joe over there. God's going to judge me by what I do and my attitude. It ain't none of my business. That's between him and God. I need to be in the house of God. I need to back my preacher up. I need to back my shepherd up. I need to pray for him. God, tell him, I need to hear from you. The church is a necessity. And a lady one time in a church, she said, Brother Schubert, I know people are here in the spirit, but she said, I like it when I can feel you. I like to be able to put my hand on your arms and know you're there. That's the way I feel about it. And you know what? It's never the same when shepherd's not there. And I know they've got to, did it for 40 years. I know they've got to have a break. I understand all that. But there's something about when that shepherd walks in the house of God. It just gives you a kind of a sense of safety, doesn't it? Okay. I was assistant superintendent one time at Sunday school. And we had been gone for a while. And her parents told me about it. We came in, we lived below Houston. And kid on the school bus. We didn't know it. She saw my wife and me coming home. We passed the school bus. She told her daddy, who was a Sunday school superintendent, said, we don't have to be in no hurry to get to church Sunday. Brother Schubert's home. And sometimes you feel like, well, I don't really need to be there because pastor ain't there. You need to be there anyway. Somebody's going to be preaching. And we all like a little help. I have never been, pardon my word, I have never been as cocky as one young preacher was. He said, I can preach whether you help me or not. I might can, but I can't preach unless he helps me. I don't know what you need, but I feel like somebody may be a little discouraged this morning and think, I don't miss church. I go to church. I pay my tithe. That's okay. That's all on record. God's got it all down. Nobody else has to know what your situation or your problem is. But I've come to tell somebody, God has sent me with a word. Church is important. You need to be a part of the family of the Lord. Jesus went to church regularly. My Lord, you think if he went to church, I don't need it? You know, I can say this since y'all still have Sunday night church. It takes a lot of church for me. This is my pastor. Brother Sanders, my pastor. Brother Green's my pastor. Takes a lot of preaching for me. I call all of them my pastor, and if I were to go in the hospital, I wouldn't be afraid to call any one of them. Because you see, I come to each church enough that they know me and I love them enough, and I think they love me enough that they wouldn't get mad if I called them, because I'm part of the family. It's amazing. I was preaching down the country some years ago. And please listen to this. And the pastor that I was preaching for wanted me to meet an old preacher that had retired. And so he introduced me, took me, and he introduced me to this old preacher. And I say that, he wasn't as old as I am now, but he was old. And pastor that I was preaching for told me after we left, he said, "Brother Schubert, he's been in the hospital." And I didn't know it. But he said he comes to this church a little while and to that church a little while. And I thought he was over at that church. And that preacher thought he was over at my church. Come to find out, he wasn't at any church. He was in the hospital. That's why you need to be a part of the family. Let mom and daddy know, hey, I got to go to the hospital. Call them for prayer. As they say, we preachers need the practice. We don't mind praying for you. And you say, what's going to happen? Chances are very good that God's going to touch you. But if you're not part of the family of God, you need, church is important, folks. Let me tell you something. And the Bible tells us, not forsake the assembling of yourselves together. And by the way, I didn't read it in my scripture reading, but I've got it tagged down. Jesus is coming back for the church. I told my wife coming over here, I said, I want to be in whatever he's coming back for. I want to be a part of the, we sang, I want to be in that number. I want to be wherever, whatever he's coming back for. And if he's coming back for the church, I want to be in the church. The church is a necessity. Every friend who's a preacher, but I don't think he's ever a pastor of the church. He's not Pentecostal. But he said, young people will come to him and want him to marry him. He won't do it. He said, you need to get your pastor to marry you. And he said, a number of them will say, I don't have a pastor. He looks at them and says, you need one. You need a pastor. You know what a pastor is? First of all, he's a watchman. He watches out for our soul. Right, number two, he's a shepherd. He feeds us. One preacher said, my sheep don't come. He said, put some feed in the trough. My pastor from years ago, told me, said, Brother Schubert, I don't fight over sheep. And I have found that if we lose somebody and we'll keep a good, I'm talking about preachers now, if we keep a good attitude and pray about it, God will give us somebody just as good and a lot of times more of them. They're not my sheep anyway. They're not his. They're God's. He is the under shepherd over the flock. And you know what happens? When the flock has no shepherd, they scatter. And a lot of times a wolf gets those. I had a man in my church some years ago. And he was telling me about, he was out in the back of his house one day. And he had chickens. And he said he got to look and there was a wolf came out of the woods. And those chickens saw it and they cackled and they murmured. And then they went right back to eating, and that wolf would make a trip down this way. And then he would get a little closer, and he'd make a trip this way. And they'd look up, and they'd cackle, and they'd fuss for a minute. But then they'd go right back to eating, and he said every time that wolf got a little bit closer to that flock of my chickens. Can I tell you, when you get in the house of the Lord, this is a sanctuary. This is where God meets with us, and we meet with the Lord. It is a house of safety, but there is food in the house of the Lord. I tell you, I like coming to the house house of the Lord, and I lack what God normally has for me in the trough. Church is a necessity. You need the church. Oh my. Every book in my library called Every Pastor Needs a Pastor. And that is true. I have a pastor. I was kind of surprised when our superintendent, Brother Jeff Story, went to one of our pastors when he gave up his church, and he said, "Would you be my pastor?" And that pastor said, "I will." Brother Story said, "That's my pastor now. And whatever he tells me, I listen to that." You know what? This man doesn't tell you stuff because he gets a kick out of it or because he's trying to be a dictator. He's looking out for your soul. We're going to answer to God for what we have done with what we have heard. And we could look around and think, man, ain't no sense in me going to church. They don't go to church and they're doing better. Do you really know that? One fella said one time, you look around you at the Joneses. Please understand, if there's anybody named Jones here, I'm not talking about you. That's just a name. He said, you look at the Joneses, and about the time you catch up with the Joneses, they refinance. Some of you will catch that about noon. You think, man, I finally caught up with them. You know what? Don't worry about the Joneses. Don't worry about the Smiths. And I'll tell you this, don't worry about the Schuberts. You ain't got to go very far to catch up with us. But you see, when you catch up, what have you done? The main thing to try to do is get closer to the Lord of glory. Find what he wants. Live close to him. You know, in the wintertime, when I was a kid growing up, I mentioned I come from a big family. Brothers slept together in those cold nights. Some of you won't even realize what I'm saying. Those nights were so cold, and you'd get up close to each other. You'd say, scrooch over a little bit. And you had to get up in that cold house and build a fire or get it going again. Let me tell you, scrooch up close to the Lord and get a little closer to him and realize. And I sat here a while ago, and I almost wept. I was saying, God, thank you for the church. God, thank you for the church. I thank God for every precious saint of God that's sitting out there. You may not realize that, but you mean so much to this preacher because I'm preaching to you, but you are a precious saint of God to this man and to our pastor. I thank God for you. Stand with me and let's love the Lord and thank God for the church right now. Let's thank him. Let's praise him. I thank God for the church that I'm a part of it. Let's love him right now. Lord, I thank you for the church. I thank you for the church. I thank you, Lord, for the church. Thank you for the church. Thank you. Thank you for the church, Lord. Look around you. I know we're worshiping the Lord, but I want you to take a look around you at the people. These are our brothers and sisters, folks. This is family. And you mean so much to this man. And I haven't asked him, but I'll guarantee you I can speak for my pastor, Brother Crosswhite, also. You mean so much. I heard one preacher say one time, somebody told him they prayed a new convert through. That evangelist told the pastor, said, "I got you another tithe payer. We're not worried about tithe payers. We want people in the church to live for God." I think this is a church. How do we want to go to heaven? We want to go together. We, as ministers, we're not in this for tithe payers. We're in this to win souls. And we preach like we do to try to get you saved. And we go to church regularly. I told my wife this morning, I said, and I've told her this through the years, I said, there's three things that I think I know. Number one, I love the Lord. Number two, I want to be saved. And number three, I love you. That's three things I think I know. I don't know about all the rest, but let me tell you something. I love the church. Whatever I'm in and wherever I'm at, I love the church. Thank God for every one of you precious saints. And thank God for my pastor and my pastorette. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Pastor.
Let's give the Lord a hand of praise this morning for the word. You thank over the old ship of Zion. Hallelujah. Thank you for the word, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the church. Thank you for your goodness, Lord. Hallelujah. Worship the Lord with these this morning. Amen. We're going to prepare for baptism. Our Sunday school classes is supposed to come in. Amen. Won't you have a seat this morning? Amen. But don't just sit down on God. Worship the Lord with us this morning. Amen. Praise God. Charlie, go ahead and prepare for baptism. Brother, would you help him? Amen. Let's have church this morning. Amen. Would you lift your hands to the Lord, somebody? Amen. And thank the Lord.
By the hand, together we will work. side by side. As long as there is love, we will stand. You're my brother, you're my sister. Take me by the hand. Together we will work until he comes.
There's no
side by side, as long as there is love, we will stand.
That love is important. That love of God, but that love for one another. I'm thankful to be a part of the church. I'm thankful to have the church. I'm thankful to be in the only vehicle that's going to go to the other side. God's coming back for a church. He's coming back for a church that has made herself ready, that is looking for his appearing. And I'm thankful to be a part of the church. Amen. Anybody thankful to be a part of that, of that bride of Christ? I wonder if we can give him a hand this morning.
Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that Holy Ghost religion. It's good enough for me. Makes me love everybody. Makes me love everybody. Makes me love everybody. It's good.
Lift your hands. You could ask the blessing of the Lord on Charlie. This young man has been seeking the Lord.
We want to ask God to put his blessing on Charlie, upon his life. God, I thank you for your goodness. Thank you for what you've been doing, God. Thank you for that drawing of your spirit, God, for that word of your spirit. God, we ask that you would place your hand upon Charlie, God, that you would help him. God, that you would further your work in his life. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. God, what a good God you are.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, thank you, Lord, for touching Charlie. Thank you, God, for what you're doing in his life. Thank you for his family. Thank you, God, for allowing him to be a vessel used for your purpose, for your glory. Thank you, Lord, for all over again today with purpose. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I wonder if one more time we could give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Thank you, Jesus, for your precious name. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you for the remission of sins. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you for coming to the house of the Lord. Amen. Prayer starts at 6 p.m. tonight. If you feel like being early, be early. We are trusting God to do something special in this evening service. And so take this to go. Take this with you. Chew on it. And let's go to heaven. How? Together. You're dismissed in Jesus' name.